Hi, welcome to Brain Bashards. I am David.
And I'm here with
Preston,
Avi,
Mr. DeSantis.
And sadly, our friends Hanif and Brian are not here today, but thank you for tuning in. Why are we here today? We're here to ask, why do zombies exist?
How would most people fare in a zombie apocalypse?
And even naming a zombie movie if you made one yourself.
First up, we're going to interview is my aunt, Selena. Very wonderful lady. Loves zombies. Always talks about horror to zombies, everything.
The second person we will be interviewing is Mr. Decker, who is a poetry and English teacher at Alani High School.
We're at Alani High School starting a zombie podcast.
Do you think you have the stomach to see the flesh of another person?
See another person? I don't know. I mean, I saw dead animals on the road, but I don't know about an actual human being.
What would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
In a zombie apocalypse? Whew.
Or how well would you do?
From a scale of 1 to 10? Probably 5. I will hope I wouldn't die the same day. Just because I'm terrified and, you know, anything jumping at me, I think I'll just start screaming and attract more zombies.
You think you will survive well?
Probably. I'll last 2 days max. I would like to last longer.
What name would you give a zombie movie?
What name would I give a zombie movie? Pick zombie.
Pick zombie?
Yeah.
Describe.
These zombies will be like super smart. They will know your sense, all of that.
Have you ever had a dream or a nightmare about zombies?
When I was little, I used to watch Walking Dead. Yes, that used to be my favorite show. And I used to have dreams about them that I would wake up in the middle of the night scared as hell thinking something is going to be above me like that. Like,
There's a crawler under your
head. Yeah. I do have nightmares when I was younger.
In which, like, zombie universe would you survive in the most?
Walking Dead, for sure, because they are more slower. They're not smart at all. They'll just keep on walking into the gate. Yeah, Walking Dead, for sure.
The Nora ones open the doors, and they climb ladders and shit.
Oh, I never saw that. Yeah. Now I want to see it.
Like the newer seasons.
Now I got to see that.
Yeah.
I thought they were retarded the whole time.
What makes us humans? What separates us from animals, in this case the zombies?
I feel like zombies are parasites, just because once you turn into a zombie, you're not emotionally attacked, your mind is not there, you're a completely different person. All you think about is just attacking and eating brains. That's what I feel like a zombie is. A human is more, you know, emotionally attacked. They have a conscience, feelings. They're just more alive than a zombie is.
Is there a time of the day where you feel like a zombie?
Yeah, when I'm taking care of my twin nieces. My twin daughters and twin nieces too, because I have twin nieces. When I'm super drained and tired, that's when I feel like a zombie. But I'm still there. I'm still alive. Thank you. Thank you for having me. You guys were great.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Now listening to the Brain Bashers, featuring Hanif,
Preston,
Javier,
David. We have a special guest, Mr. Decker.
What up?
Do you think you have the stomach to see flesh or a zombie eating somebody else?
Absolutely. I live in Kensington.
Now, what's your favorite zombie movie?
My favorite zombie movie? I think you gotta go back to the classics, you know, some of those black and white ones where they sort of set up all the rules. Plus, a lot of them were sort of allegories for both racial relations and also for Red Scare propaganda at the time. So it was great. Those old movies, you know, they set up all the rules, they set the precedent, but then also they have that underlying social commentary.
How well would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, I'd do great. I mean, I'd be killing zombies left and right. I'd be surviving. I'm perfectly fine with cutting people off if they get bit and I gotta take them out. I've been thinking about this since I was in high school. I'm ready for this. I've been ready for this.
What name would you give to a zombie movie?
Brain Bashers, of course. Named after my favorite podcast.
What do you think zombies do all day in their free time?
I think they plan hoedowns. Maybe they like practice line dancing, things like that. Practice their dance routines. Because I imagine it when you're not, once you've eaten of the flesh and you've slaked your hunger, you can only shamble around for so long. Like, they got to get bored at some point, right?
What different things do you know about zombies?
The main things I know, depending on the world you're in, it's either a magic sorcerer or witch that brings them back to life, or it's a contagion, right? Now, the question is, do you need a vaccine or is it a genetic mutation? If it's a mutation, you know, that's a little worse. If it's a contagion, I think we could work that one out. You know, we got through COVID, we could get through zombies. So that's the one thing. Next, you know, you gotta figure out, are these slow zombies or are they fast zombies? if you, you know, destroy their head, does that kill them? Or is that just because they're a zombie, it doesn't even matter. They still got their body running after you. These are the things you got to consider.
Have you ever had a dream or a nightmare about zombies?
I would say only dreams, because nightmares would imply I was afraid. And I have no fear.
Is there a time of day or week you feel like a zombie?
Most anytime where my labor is being alienated from me. So Monday through Friday, baby.
What separates us from the animals in case of like zombie apocalypse?
Only that we cannot be trusted. You know the way animals are going to behave. Humans, very irrational. They might act out of their own, not in their own interest, so you can't predict them, so you can't trust them. Animals, you know how they're going to behave. You can trust them. Plus, they're good eating. Humans might be too, as long as you're not a zombie.
Thank you for listening to Brain Bashers Podcast. Have a great day.